Taisvis, a Taisvis brings down the Yerushalmi. We try to learn together the Avonis in a different brochim and the Rishonim, how to be Masvir in Yerushalmi. Taisvis, after the whole Taisvis of the Chesish, Taisvis brings down the Yerushalmi Bereish HaMegarish Porichlo. Now the Yerushalmi asks the Kashe, what is the Kashe the Yerushalmi asks? Mosiv Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Pinchas. Rav Chanina has the kasha b'shem Rav Pinchas. Litni tezay enoshi. Umeshani itamon atoir osro olov. Hoche hu asor olov. Irish ben Yitzchok tamon atoir osro olov. Mishneso ames en lo heter lisiyanu kashiyomus. Litni שאין איסור שבתו לי משומות אבל בתי יש אוסר אולו אבל כשסי שאיסור תולי במגרש שאם ירצה יתירנו ליובם קוינם שיום עושה אוכים שנסו ולאוכי לא יתונו לו ולידום הוא לפי שפיין המגרש להתיר so the אחרונים really bring down that the Yerushalmi stels בקשה in a case of chutz. Before all of the Rishonim, the lotion of the Yerushalmi, when you see the Yerushalmi inside, the Yerushalmi is asking the following shaila: I have another isha that will patter the Torah. Kigoin, Yaakov divorced his wife, chutz from Reuven. Chutz from Reuven. She's divorced to the whole world, chutz from Reuven. Shimon goes and marries her. And now Shimon dies, and she falls to Yibu, to Reuven. Reuven cannot do Yibu, because she's Eishes Ish. Yaakov said when he divorced his wife, Harad Megureshes Lechol Oilom Chutz Mi Reuven. So everyone else could marry her Chutz from Reuven. So she married Shimon, and Shimon dies. So Reuven cannot do Yibu to this Isha that fell Mikarech Shimon, because by him she was never divorced from Yaakov. And she could patter the tzor. Right? This is the case of chutz. The Maram Shif and Gittin speaks out. A lot of guys were asking this kasha yesterday. Al derech habavli, does he bichlal nishken kasha? Why? Because Taisus himself mentioned that the Bavli holds that when I divorce my wife, chutz from Reuven, if she marries Shimon, so b'meile the chutz is poka. And now she's mutal to the whole world. When you divorce the Isha, you divorce the Isha. So the Shita Sabavli is that if Yaakov divorces his wife, chutz from Shimon, chutz from Reuven, and she will marry Shimon, so then Reuven also is allowed to marry her. This is what Taisa said before, where we explained the Maharsha and the Maharsha, that if the Amanas will turn to become a chutz, so if she marries Shimon, so she's mutot to Reuven. So the Fide Bavli is no echetimza to this kasha. All the kashas only in different kashas, the way it takes a shtal the kashas. The Yerushalmi doesn't hold like that. The Mele, the Yerushalmi, shtals the kasha in such echetimza. And the Ramban himself says that dosi given the Hava Mele, and the Maskona, the Yerushalmi, is moida to the Bavli, as in ishto azay echetimza. The Maskona, the Yerushalmi, is moida to the Bavli, that is no echetimza. This is the kasha of the Yerushalmi. The case of the Yerushalmi, the way most of the Rishonim bring it down and make it clear, most of the Rishonim, Yaakov is a stranger, divorces his wife, chutz from Reuven, Shimon marries her, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Shimon dies, she falls to Yibum, to Reuven, Reuven cannot do Yibum because by him, it's a justice of Yaakov, she's not divorced yet, and the Frey the Yerushalmi, the letter to Patrick the Torah. Let it depart on the Torah. Don't see the kasha for the Yerushalmi. What is that? And it's very interesting. So Taisa says, what is the answer of the Yerushalmi on such a kasha? Litni. Shimon marries or Shimon dies. Yaakov Reuven cannot marry. And for Taisa, the Yerushalmi, come on, it's not Domitarayas. Tamon Ateiro Osrolov. Ochehu Asorolov. What is the Pshat? He doesn't know what is the Pshat. It means Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Rabbeinu Yitzchok trying to say Pshat. Tamon Ateiro Osrolov, Mishneso Ames, Ein lo heter li siya ben kishiyomus. Mishayin ha Yisur shibotoli bishumodo. Elo Bateire. Mashayin ken ishasi, isha Yisur toli bamegalish. Shim yirtza yatireno li yibum koyrim shiyomus. Very strange answer. What is the answer? Litni Eishes Ishe Poitero Tzoroso. Yaakov divorced Chutzim Reuven. Shimon married. Shimon dies. The Fini Yerushalmi stays also on Reuven. So Reuven cannot do Yibum. And Pat is the Tzoro. What is the answer? Tamon Ateyo Osrolo. Tamon Ateyo Osrolo. Bochiyo Osrolo. So we mentioned yesterday, and I just want to mention, the Noi Debi Yudeh, and the Yamshe Shloim will learn that Tesis means that there's no answer. The Yerushalmi only answers why the Tanit didn't put it down in the Mishnah. Or Baravada, the Yerushalmi holds that in such a case, if she falls to Reuven to Yibum, Shimon dies, she will not do Yibum, and she could batter the Torah. He's medayik the Loshon HaTesis, lekach lo itonilo. He's medayik the Loshon HaTesis, the Nei Debi Yudeh, and the Zeizot, the Yamshe Shleim. The Bismeir says no. Tesis means to say that Balasatnai, לפי די ירושלמי בלס החוץ, does not patter the Torah. So we're machleik, it's not be Yudah, it's be Smeir, but it's be Yudah in Stasis, that Stasis means that the Balas החוץ, take a patter the Torah. The Yerushalmi is only answering about a Bati Shel Teretz, about a Bati Shel Teretz, what is about a Bati Shel Teretz? That the Tana doesn't write it down, because it's the only Latino, the Tana only wants to write down things that are staying from Amish. And the Bismeir is not, the Yerushalmi answer that this is the reason not to part of the Tzor. So, V'dasa Teisus, V'dasa Yerushalmi, this is the Derech HaRishonah. So, the Teisus, the Yerushalmi has the Kaash and Lik Mechutz. Yaakov divorced Chutz Meruven, Shimon Mayim, Shimon Dais, Fon to Yibu Leruven. So, the Tzor is made to be Yudah, Shitake part of the Tzor. So, we don't have an answer. Shitake, she's an Elve. She could part of the Tzor. She's a fully Elve and Reuven. She could part of the Tzor. The Talmud just doesn't write it down. Shein Pshat. But the Tzor of Ismail, the Yerushalmi answers that here it doesn't part of the Tzor. Why it doesn't part of the Tzor? Because Beyodei Le'atiro. So what is Beyodei Le'atiro? So we mentioned yesterday that Tesarosh adds the words Ve'leidomi Le'achrisisha. It's not exactly like Achrisisha. It's Leidomi Le'achrisisha. Why? Achrisisha is nothing what he could do. Even if my even if the guy that is married to Achrisisha will divorce, the Isur will stay. Here, the Negadish, not even the brother, the Yaakov could give her a get, and she could be married on Reuven. So you're right that she's married to Shimon, and now she's also to Reuven. But Yaakov could make a head. When Yaakov and Shimon married for sisters, no one could be married. Here, Yaakov could be married, so it's like, don't be like Achrisisha. This is the answer. And here all the wealth is Tomea. What is it? Bishleime, the view of the attack is no answer. If Yaakov said, Chutz of Reuven, and she marries Shimon, and she falls to Yibu to Reuven, Reuven cannot marry, she's the Elba, she partners the Tzor. Zog Tezos, the Philip Shad of the Bismail, Rabbi Yitzchak learned that the Yerushalmi answers, no. It will not part of the Tzor. Why it will not part of the Tzor? It's Leidon Mila Achrisisha. Achrisisha is no way to be matter. Here is a way to be matirit. Yaakov could come down and mix it and divorce his wife and there to be mutter. So it's not exactly like a decision. Finding the London, so what? There's no time in it. There's no gishmak in it. It's like domi lachisisha. It's like domi lachisisha. There's no avon in it. It's not exactly like a decision. Where's the avon? Where's the hezber? And hezber and avon. Zag the Welt Azeh. The longest is, we said the Elve patters a Tzoro because she has to be together with her in the house. If she becomes the Elve Le'achar Nefile, she can't patter the Tzoro. So, when the Tzoras Elve becomes a Tzoras Elve? When they're alive, she's a Tzoras Elve. But the Maizah, she only asks her Le'achar Nefile.
That's a mungazach. If she becomes an elva after the death, she's not a tzoras elva. She has to be a tzoras elva in the marriage. But in the marriage, she doesn't ask her. So it's like in the marriage for the later of the marriage, right? In the marriage already, she's a tzoras elva, and eventually it'll be a problem. But if she sees, you don't know. Maybe mamish when he will die, the guy will give a get. So it's not domi lachis isha that you know that the isur is ready for later. It's not domi lachis isha. What did they say? Oh, that's time to swallow. Rosh Nateis Meduik should be yodel atiro koinem an afilo. Not the achar an afilo. But while you have to have domi lachis isha that has a shame to herself, it's not domi. It's a bigger doicha. The Maskim said, yes, it's a doicha to learn like this shot. Moshe Mo Gishmai to learn like the name of the Yudha that takes this man tak and not the answer. But this is one way. So we have someone has pshat in Yerushalmi, we have tesis that Yerushalmi fight takashi at chutz, and the Yerushalmi answers kamon ateros or chiyuso other taken and it answers the Tana doesn't write it down. Other the pshat is it's leidom milachrisish, but mele it doesn't part of the tzov. This is the tesis. And the Rishonim here we find a very interesting zach. The way we learn Baruch Hashem tesis good, we'll find gishmak in the Rishonim. We'll start from the Rambam. The Ramban brings down the kashas and tesis and balas at night. And the Ramban starts from balas at night, not from the chutz. Balas at night, Yaakov divorces his wife and menas that she will not marry Reuven. Yaakov divorces his wife and menas that she would not marry Reuven. Shimon goes and marries her. Now she falls to Reuven. Reuven cannot marry because there's a tnai, not chutz. Be'etzim, she's divorced completely. There's a tnai that Abenazar, he will not do a bia with Reuven. If she does a bia with Reuven, she was never married. So Reuven cannot do the bia because he has a tnai. So Frank the Ramban faces kashe. So let the balas at tnai to patter the tzora. Let the balas at tnai to patter the tzora. And for the Ramban, the kasha doesn't start. Rabbi Seinu Atzurfatim Hikshu Velitni Tezayin Oshi Megaraz Es Ishta Al Menashe Etinosi Leruven Venistas Lashima Ramban Ve'af Al Pishe Zehu Kushya Shal Kintu. It's not a kasha to get you angry, Zot Ramban. It's bichlal not a kasha, it's not a real kasha. Or the Tana has to write such a chetimtzes? He doesn't know that this would be Yerushalmi answer, that the Tana doesn't have to write such a chetimtzes. It's a kasha shel kintu. It's bichlal nishken kasha. Kasha shel kintu. The masnis in tznoim lo ketoni. Avol mirali bedino, that it's not true. She does not part of the Torah. Why? Not like Taisis, Loidomi, Lachrisisha, and all different Tirutsi. But really, the Dino is Tzoros to Mitya Bemes. She ain't the Tzoras Erve Klal. Elo ze Grusho Etz Loigmuro. What happened? Yaakov divorced, or she's divorced to everyone. He made it night. If it rains, you're not divorced. If you marry Reuben, you're not divorced. Oh, but she's divorced to Reuben. So now Shimon marries her, she falls to Reuben. Reuben is allowed to make Yibum. If he will make Yibum, he will be over al Atnai, and the Melech she will become Eishasish. But she's not a real Eishasish. The Melech she cannot fight with the Torah. Aber nirali zugrusha gmuro etzlo Reuben. Kishar kol ha-anoshim. U'mishum tnai be'am me'asuro alov. Shlo yevad el esgidon mimenu mikolodo. Till here it's glad. Mamshich the Ramban. V'intoimar eino grusho etzloi. Maybe it will be a chutz. Maybe it will be a chutz. What will be in the case that he makes a chutz? Not an almanas. He had a tzad, like Taisa said, if you make an almanas, it's like a chutz. So he will make a chutz. What will be if he will make a case of a chutz? Yaakov divorces his wife, chutz from Reuven. And now she marries Shimon and she falls to Reuven. What? Why? She's divorced to everyone. Yaakov is a stranger. Divorced chutz from Reuven. So she's divorced to everyone. She marries Shimon. Now she falls to Reuven. So if it's Almanas, so he explained, she's divorced from Reuven. Just Ruben can't do it. But it can't pat on its own. But what if he did a chutz? So she's not divorced from Ruben. She's not divorced from Ruben. So Yaakov divorces his wife. And I want you to answer what the Ramban answers here. Yaakov divorces his wife chutz from Ruben. She's divorced to the whole world chutz from Ruben. And Shimon marries her. And Shimon dies. So now Ruben cannot do Yibum. So let it depart to the Torah. Let it depart to the Torah.
Reuben, how's she falling to
Reuben?
What? Yeah, let's check to the Reuben. Reuben, she never married to Shimon.
Right? So Reuben can't do Yibum.
Why'd she fall to Yibum?
She doesn't fall to Yibum. She can't, right? So Reuben can't do Yibum to her, right? She says she's ish. So now Reuben can do Yibum to the second wife of Shimon or not? She patters the Torah or not? L'chua, she will patter the Torah. The whole answer of the Ramban was why she doesn't patter the Torah. Because the answer, she's divorced to Reuben completely. Reuben can't do it, but he's not a hell, but she will not part of the Torah. So the Ramban says one line, this is what Yosef said. It will also not part of the Torah. It's Bichlam not a kasha. The Yerushalmi is Bichlam Nishkin kasha. Why? Why is Bichlam Nishkin kasha? The way we said the whole shiur yesterday, it's not a kasha, it's not the Ramban. Again, Reuben Yaakov marries the Isha, chutz. I'm sorry, Yaakov divorces his wife, chutz from Reuben. Shimon goes and marries her. Zok Ramban, if it's al menas, so she's divorced to Reuben. So when she falls to Reuben, she's a regular lady. If he marries her, it's a problem. So better for sure she can't back to the Torah. Other if it's a chutz, so better she's a ish to Reuben. So now if Shimon dies, Reuben can't do Yibum because by him it's Eishes Ish. So let it to part of the Torah. Why it doesn't part of the Torah? Why it doesn't part of the Torah? Why it doesn't part of the Torah? Zog the Ramban one line. Havelei tzoroso tzoras erve shaloi bemokim mitzvah. Do'oloi rame kamei le'yibum. I don't understand, but Reuben, she was never married to Shimon. By Reuben, whose wife she is? And Reuben eyes, whose wife she is? What? Reuben, Yaakov said, chutz mi Reuben. Shimon marries her. And Reuben's eyes, who she's married to? Again. Yaakov divorced chutz from Reuben. Shimon went and married her. By Yaakov, by Reuben, whose wife she is? Yaakov. So she was never married to Shimon. So now Shimon dies, what do you want? That she will part of the Torah? She was never married to Shimon. It's the stipend of the opposite. It's exactly what we said with the stipend. Here the Ramban is saying the stipend. Here the Ramban is saying the stipend. So the Ramban, it's very glad. The Rusham is kash, is nishkin kash, bichlal. If it's al-menas, so she bichlal nishkin erle. She's not a helper. She's married to Shimon, she's okay. God, when you marry her, it's not even happened. She can't back to the Torah. And what you'll say, it's a chutz. If it's a chutz, so she was never married to Shimon. In his eyes. In Shimon's eyes, she is married. But this was the Oshtuk of Meir yesterday. I look in my eyes. In my eyes, she's not married to Yaakov. Because by me, Yaakov said, chutz from Reuben. And man, she's a tzoras erve, she's a makom mitzvah. So Shimon dies, Reuben wants to marry the second wife. We tell him, hey, so I don't recognize it. I only know that she had one wife. I never heard that he has two wives. By me, she was a wife of Yaakov. You write that by him it was a wife. Klapi me is known if you let. This is exactly what we said yesterday. Elo zog de Ramban. Almanas is not shiur. Elo shigrusha etzloi. I hold that she's almenas is not a shiur, because with a shiur we hold like in the Gemara Gittin that everything is baka. But for bia chutz, now I want to go live to the Ramban. Shuv motzosi kushya shalahem muskeres beYerushalmi. I found it in Yerushalmi. Heisam Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Pinchas nitnit ezayin noshim kerab lezer b'chutz. Pirush bechutz ayri. Vekomar כיוון בבעל עשור ומשלומי שסיש, אין זה צורס ערבה של יום כנפרישיס באמנס. Like I said before, מי הוא בגמור הדילן בחוץ מתירים להישייה בהם? לכן מסקולה זה ירושלמי, so I couldn't speak about חוץ in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't know from חוץ, because if she married Shimon, Ruben becomes mutter. This is she doesn't know in Bavli, when we say for the Maram Shif. So the Ramban is learning the Yerushalmi Mamesh. Mamesh. This type of. So right, that we will have maybe a kasha soon, if we have time. How Taisus didn't think about it. If it's Baal Menas, so the Ramban answers a Bichlanish ke kasha. Why? The Ramban shita, the Leika Taisus, Al Menas is not called the Erwe. It's only technical. She can't bother the Tzol. Taisus didn't learn like that. We have to maybe explain that Machlegis. It's not Hashayla. If it's Chutz, she cannot bother the Tzol. She cannot bother the Tzol. Why? She was never married to Shimon in my eyes. Avada, you could say, in your eyes she was not married to Shimon. In her eyes she was married to Shimon. Right? But she could marry Shimon. But the Talmud says, in her eyes klapi Shimon. In her eyes klapi Reuven. Chutz from Reuven, she's married to Yaakov. So when it's nogea to Reuven, she was never falling to Reuven. In her eyes, Reuven, no, Reuven is Eish HaSish. Regabi Shimon, I'm divorced. Regabi Reuven, I'm not divorced. As they replay. This was the Steibler yesterday. The Steibler explained the Kiddushi Chutz, the opposite, that she doesn't fall to Yibum because Shimon, because she was never married to Shimon. So the Steibler yesterday was the whole Shikul day of Hakeot. And this is the Kiddushi Chutz. This is so glad in the Rambam. This is Avad and Milo be Milo. This is Kavonas HaRambam. Avad and this is Kavonas HaRambam. Now, we have to go weiter. This is in the Ramban. It's glatt. We'll go step by step. The Rashbo is very interesting. He also learns Pshat and the Yerushalmi as Meret Afchutz. The Rashbo learns in the Yerushalmi as Meret Afchutz. Again, so what is the case with the Yerushalmi? Yaakov divorces his wife, Chutz Mishmi Reuven. And she marries Shimon, and the Yerushalmi holds that it stays also to Reuven. And Shimon dies, Reuven can't be Yibum, let it depart to the Tzor. So the Ramban answered very poshut. She was never married to Shimon. She can't, so as Elvis, she lived in Makar Mitzvah. Vezeu Kavonas HaYerushalmi. The Ramban, we have to master it, but the Ramban, there is a Zeu Kavonas HaYerushalmi. The Ramban arises this Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Ramban arises this Yerushalmi. The Rashbo says, no, that's not the answer to Yerushalmi. Zog the Rashbo, very interesting, what is the answer? The Rashbo says like this. The Rashbo asks the Kasha from Almanas. He starts like the Ramban. And Yaakov makes again, Almenas that Reuven will not marry, and Shimon dies, so Reuven cannot marry. Why she doesn't part with the Tzor? Zog the Rash for the Teretz of the Ramban, Almenas is a Zaytik Ezach. She was never married, Be'etzem, she's divorced completely, even Klapi Reuven, Be'almenas. So the Rash starts the Kasha like the Ramban, Litni, I'll read the Rash for inside. Hikshu Bateisus. ונית נשש עשר נושם, המגל אשר סיסטר על מנס של תינוסי ורובן. ואורך וניסוס לשים ונוכי ומייס ונופלו לפני רובן, ומיטב שיעשו או צורוס או אסורו, ויש לו אימר ברמבן ספרס, וזו ועד היינו עם פריטר אסלם מן החליצה ולם מן היבו, לפי שאין פריטר עצור לא ירו וגמורו, אבל זו שאין לו אסורו, אלא מחמס עצנאי בלבד, הוא מגורש אז גמור לא יהיה אצל הכוי אלו שאין את היוכל יאבו מעצמו מחמס נוי של זה כדי שלא הסבד על הגן למפרע ואוכל עבד היית ביותר סורוס ואיגלה so he asks the kashav al menas when Yaakov divorced al menas that Reuven will not marry and Shimon married and Shimon dies why Reuven is just Shimon why Reuven cannot marry because if he marries he has a tenai that if she marries she was never divorced the male she cannot part of the Torah because it's a zaitik azach she's not an erba b'etzer and his mom she v'gdoyla mizu amru b'Yerushalmi כלא אימא, המגרש אז איש תאי ואומר להרי את מותר אז לכל אודו. V'sava Yerushalmi de'bechutz pligi. And afilu ochi, it's okay. U'meshani kvar ismar tamon ateirosro keloimar b'shiur ze eino ki isur gomru elo ke ein t'nai ve'in tzoras isur t'nai p'teres ve'aval pi shezun miris yoyser ke'erve kol shekin ba'amenas kol shekin ba'amenas. So it's a mod mezach. The Yerushalmi, lefi the Rashba, the Yerushalmi is speaking Baal Menas, bechutz. And here's the Pella. Here's the Pella I got. The Rashba bo down the kashe, litni, eishes ish, shepeteres, tsaroso, when Yaakov divorced Al Menas, that Reuven will not marry her. And Shimon married and Shimon is dead. Zog the Yerushalmi, why it's not a kashe? Zog the Yerushalmi, why it's not a kashe? The reason it's not a kasha is because Al Menas is a Zaytik Ezach. Val Al Menas is a Zaytik Ezach. So basically she's not a Herve. So till here it's word by word like the Rambam. Zog the Yerushalmi, Zog the Rashba, and this is the Pshat and the Yerushalmi, even in Chutz. Even in Chutz, the answer is why when Yaakov divorces his wife, Chutz from Reuven, and Shimon dies, she doesn't patter the tzara because it's a zaiti kazach. She's not really a elder. And here's the shaila: Bishleim Baal Menas, she's bad. It's not a ishesish and Reuven. So maybe she doesn't patter the tzara. She's not a ishesish and Reuven, but maybe she doesn't patter the tzara. But bechutz, she's mamish eishes ish of Reuven. Now, so I want to explain, in the Rashba, there's two zachen in the Rashver. Two zachen in the Rashver in the Rashba. First, the etzem hazach, that the Rashba didn't say like the Ramban, and the Ramban we explained so gishmak al derech ha-stipler, that while he said chutz, so in the eyes of Reuven, she was never married to Shimon. So the marriage is not a tzoras erva to part of the tzora of Shimon. It's very glad. It's very glad. She was never married to Shimon. But maybe she can't part. She was never part of the Shimon. How she was part of the tzora? She was never married to Shimon. She was never married to Shimon. The Ramban steht nicht das. The Ramban state and the Rashba state nicht das. That even bechutz, if Yaakov divorces chutz from Reuven and Shimon marries her, be'etzem this isha has to now fall to yibum to Reuven and Reuven can't do yibum. She has to part of the tzorah. And the Rashba doesn't say the shtikulteira of the stipler, if the Ramban that we're masbah the stipler that she was never married to Shimon. He says no. Lemaisa, she was married to Shimon. Let her to part of the tzara. So it's interesting the machlekes. And the Ramban state mamish the lomdus that we say that she was never married. In my eyes, she was never married to Shimon. In my eyes, she was never married to Shimon. As they state in the stipler. As they state in the Ramban. And in Rashba state mishnase. In Rashba state. That even that he said chutz from Reuven and she's married to Shimon, when she falls down, she is called the tzoras erva, and she could bat to the second wife of Shimon. So why she doesn't bat to the second wife of Shimon? So the Rashba, that Yerushalmi answered the same teretz that we answered Al Menas. The Yerushalmi answered the same teretz. What is the teretz that he answers? Dovor acher goramlo. She's not a real erva. And here all of them are Foshim at Tomea. Why she's not called a real elder? Why she's not a real elder? Why she's not a real elder? The answer, Yaakov divorced her chutz from Reuven. Shimon marries her. Now Shimon is dead. For Reuven, she's anxious ish gmur of Yaakov. So why she doesn't bat for the tzara? So if you learn like the Ramban, and she was never married to Shimon, see? But if you learn that she was married to Shimon, Zog the Rashba, I'll tell you a teretz. The same way the Ramban answered Bar Menas that she doesn't batter, because she's not a real Elvet. Here also she's not a real Elvet. Frank the Bchaim Shalem is why she's not a real Elvet. She's Mamish Eishas Yaakov. By Reuven, she's Eishas Yaakov. So why did the Ramban say she was never married to Shimon in my eyes? And the Rashba says no. She's married to Shimon. She could bat to the Torah. You know why she doesn't bat to the Torah? Isur Acher Goram Lo. Isur Acher Goram Lo. What is the Isur Acher? Bal Menas? Gishmak, it's Isur Acher. Bal Menas is Gishmak. It's like Isur Acher Bal Menas. But Bechutz is not a Isur Acher. Bechutz is Eishas Ish of Yaakov. She's completely Eishas Ish of Yaakov. If she's completely Eishas Ish of Yaakov, why she cannot batter the tzara? And the Loshon HaRashba. V'savu b'Yerushalmi l'v'chutz v'igil, afilu ochi komach, shu m'shani kvar ismar tamon ha-teir ha-osru alot, b'ra mocher hu ha-soru alot, k'lo ima. V'shiru ze, ve'eilu ki isur gomu, elo ke'ein t'nai. Ve'ein tzor as isur t'nai potarto. Ve'av al-bi shezu nires yo isur ke'erve, shemeshayr b'gidoi. Kol shikin ba'al menas. ולכול העלמה אין הפתר עצור עושו שהרי מגורש אז גמור אצל הכל אלו שהיא נעלה אותנאי זאת אז במילא I'm learning the יסוי לבל מנעס with the Ramban said from the Yerushalmi if the Yerushalmi said it in חוץ כל שכן אלה מנעס לפי לרמבן is not true על מנעס she's not a elve she doesn't part of the Torah חוץ she's a elve but she's not married to Shimon אבל the Rashba says no and both of them I'm saying one יסוי She's not a Erev Gemura, and while she's not a Erev Gemura, she doesn't patter the Tzor. And if the Yerushalmi said it in Chutz that she's not a Erev Gemura, Kol Shekin Ba'al Menas that she's not a Erev Gemura. Kol Shekin Ba'al Menas that she's not a Erev Gemura. But what is the Hesper? It's a lot. Harbe Niskashu Badovo. Suppose it's Mamesh HaMedr Shpli, the way the Rashi brings it down. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sharei Chaim says that in this Rashba, it's a big Sharei Chaim in Gittin, in the end of Gittin, Reb Nochum brings it down here in Sefer, B'Shem Meshver, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So Reb Chaim, weiss this in the Rashba, when a person makes chutz, the Yerushalmi learns the way chutz works, it's not the pshat that Klapi Reuven she's not divorced. If Klapi Reuven she's not divorced, If Klapi Reuven is not divorced, so first, she's an Erev Gemura. The Rashba doesn't make sense. If Klapi Reuven is not divorced, so the Ramban's teretz is a much better teretz. She was never married to Shimon. She can't part to the Torah. Weiss tois in the Rashba that the Bedasa Yerushalmi that Bechutz She ain't cause it about to say you divorce to everyone chutz from one person. You can't do such a thing. Either you divorce to everyone, or you're not divorced to everyone. You can't separate it. The Talmud says the Yerushalmi learns you don't separate it. You divorce to everyone. It's time is Gishmak. This is the reason the Yerushalmi learns you divorce to everyone. So even if you marry the other guy, the chutz doesn't stop. Because it's not if you divorce only to one another. So the Babi says that when you marry one, the other one is cancelled. Chutz means a divorce gamul. Chutz means a divorce gamul. A real divorce. It's a real divorce. She's divorced in Gantz. So what is chutz? Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you know what is chutz? When a person divorces his wife, he does two things. He takes away the issues, and he tells her, Harei at muteres bechol adam. Issues means you belong to me, right? You buy her with a ring. And also you put a chalois isu. When you divorce her, you do two things. You throw away the issues, and you mate her. Gufo shel get, harei at muteres lechol adam. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you could divide it. You could divorce her, but the isur not to be matter completely. It sounds strange. So the Chazal says he has a Gemara, the Gemara in Kiddushin had a tzad, and when a person dies, his wife stays also. For sure she doesn't belong to him. Why is it Rosh? Hashem should get Matir, Misa Sabal Matiro. Meili says, the Chutz, I can't stop. You can't. Either she belongs to you, or she doesn't belong to you. But then the Matir, I could say I was not Matir for that person. It's not a Tznai. It's more, it's Ke'en Eino Megureshes, Oni Klapi De Isuri. I could separate the heter. I could not give her a heter. But she herself be'etzem is not a ishesish. The mele the Rashba is machshivit kiilu davar acher goram lo. It weiter needs a hesper. But that's more sein the pshat in the Rashba. The mele by Reuben she for sure was married to Shimon. Shimon she belongs to Shimon. He doesn't have a heter. Not the pshat that in Reuben's eyes she was never mutter to Shimon, she was never divorced. Then the Ramban answered too good. So bichlal mishkin tzoras elbe. The Ramban is answering and saying, after we look like the Steibler, Avad, if you don't look like the Steibler, so bichlal we don't say my eyes, your eyes, she for sure married to Shimon, she's married to Reuben. All of this avone. By Reuben she's never married to Shimon. The Teretz is by Chutz Lefina Yerushalmi. It's not the pshat that I'm saying Klapi Reuben I'm not divorcing. You're divorced completely. The other person can marry you. You don't have a heter. Ah, I don't have a heter, but she's divorced. So Shimon, my brother, for sure is married to her. So by my eyes, she's also mutter to Shimon. I know that she's married to Shimon. I say Muzayin the Hezber. Say Muzayin the Hezber and the Rashba. Now, it's interesting, just that Shlomo Sadovo, and then we'll make a sikum, the Ritva has a third sheet here. The Ritva says, the Yerushalmi spoken al menas, not in the chutz. The man of the Yerushalmi has is a simple talents. And while it's al menas, so it's not a real shame elve, but maybe it doesn't pattern at all. Sikum tais, if we want to make a sikum from all the four sheetas, we have four sheetas how to learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Teisus, after the whole Balas Atznai, we spoke about Chove, Teisus brings down the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi asks the Kashim. Lefi all of the Rishonim and the Achroim, chutz from the Ritva, lefi all the Rishonim and the Achroim, chutz from the Ritva, the Yerushalmi has the Kashim b'chutz. Yaakov divorces his wife, chutz from Reuven, and Shimon marries her, and Shitas HaYerushalmi, like the Ramban says, that the chutz stays osu, and now Shimon dies, Reuven cannot do yibum. Because of the tzus of the Shmaise, Reuven cannot do yibum now. Frey the Yerushalmi, soledet to pater the Torah, and on that we have four drochim. Teisus answers, Tamona Teroso, we said in Teisus two drochim. All the Takin Yerushalmi doesn't have a teretz, and he holds that it's patters. And again, we'll see close that Chutz could patter the Torah, the Loike Aramban. One of the answers that the Yerushalmi Takin holds that it's not human definition and it doesn't patter. Machlik is neither beauty and dismay. One derech. The Ramban learns the Yerushalmi is on Chutz, and the Yerushalmi holds in the Havamim that Chutz is not Mafkia. So why it doesn't patter? So the Ramban, Malchi, but this is the Ramban's Pshat, because Klapi Reuben, she's never married to Shimon, she's not so herself. But the Yerushalmi is not speaking about Menas. The Rashba said the Yerushalmi is speaking on Chutz, but the longest of the Yerushalmi is al derech al menas. Like al menas, we say pshat is not an erve, and the mele doesn't patter because it's a double tzdodi. The Yerushalmi learns Chutz is also a double tzdodi, and the Rashba finishes new kol sheken. If the Yerushalmi taught that Chutz is double tzdodi, kol sheken al menas is double tzdodi. Kol sheken al menas is double tzdodi. And the Ritva learns no. The Yerushalmi is talking Al-Menas. And Al-Menas is talking about Tzadi. Al-Menas is talking about Tzadi. This is Be'etzem, the four Shittas in the Yerushalmi. Now, like we mentioned already, is another big machlek is here, Teisves Yerushalmi. All of this, Ramban, Rashbo, Ritva, all of them learned by Al-Menas, she could never pattern the Torah because she's Bichlal Nishkan Elbe. It's a double study. Right? This is Saida Rashba, Saida Ramban, Saida Ritva. Just the Rashba, Ramban said it's not the Yerushalmi. The Rashba said even the Yerushalmi is Chutz, the Yerushalmi also says it. And the Ritva says it's a Yerushalmi. All of this in Al-Menas, this is what we learned the whole week, Teisus is Choylegan. Tesis learns that Almenas could patter the tzol. Just Tesis says, why it doesn't patter the tzol? The whole Tesis, before the chutz. But the Ainu, with all of the Rishonim, was pushed to them, and they claim maybe that's a Yerushalmi. That by Almenas, it's not called the Erva to patter the tzol. Why? Because in Almenas, we look at it keilu, she's not a Erva Bichlal, she's a Zaydi Kazakh. So why would Padu the Tzorah? Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. Or is Yerushalmi or is not Yerushalmi? We have to know all of that. Tesis never had a tzad to learn like that. And the minute Tesis has the kasha, litni, eshasish, almenash, ritibar, litibarosi, vetloini, then we'll Padu the Tzorah. This was Tesis' kasha. Litni, almenash, then we'll Padu the Tzorah. Tesis answers, I think it's a rutsi. But this tells they didn't answer. Lamazan the Gemore, just to be mamsh of the Gemore, Rav Ashi Omar, Le'olam lesne le'rebi ha'nikloli, be'pluk tekomayri. So the mail we have a kasha, why the Tana didn't write down another arayas that patru tzora anusa sovi. And if he, anusa sovi, the mail my brother could marry anusa sovi. So there's two brothers. The father was Me'anes Alevi, and he had a boy. So that boy is the son of the father. The father has another son from somewhere else. So now the other brother is allowed to marry Anusa Sovi. He dies. The brother that is the son of the Anusa cannot marry her because it's Imoy. Umaykim the Duma Nishayim Yerach Bekut Koyli Likom Alei, Yochi Kom Alei. The osal banus asofit. You write, why the Tana didn't write this case that I mashkach asloi imori double pater the ainu. Yaakov was ma'anes ha'ish and he had a son Reuven. Now Shimon marries that anusa, he doesn't have a problem. When Shimon dies, Reuven can't marry her because it's imori. So the more you know why the Tana didn't write it? Because the Tana holds like a Yude, the Omar Anusa Soviv, Asura, the male Shimon is not allowed to marry him. Tiktoni Shesha Rais Hamuris Mahil Meshin Asus Lachirim, Tsorosei Mutoris, Imo Ibrahisha Soviv, Achoy Soviv, Mai Imo Ilay Minasua Soviv, I know Isha Soviv, Elo Lav Anusa Soviv, Victoni Vipnation Nasus Lachirim, Lachirim, Lachim Lod, State Claude, and you're not allowed to marry the brothers. Man Shamas Lady is Leochi, I saw Rabbi Yudah, the Osama Nusa Sovi. Mishmochi Leitoni Le. So far, the Tana didn't write the case that Yaakov was Ma'anas Isha and Reuben was born and Shimon marries her and Shimon dies. Because the Tana holds like Rabbi Yudah that Shimon is not allowed to marry Anusa Sovi. Omar Le Rabbi Le Rav Ashi, Le Rabbi Yudah Nana Mashkach Asle. The Yavah Ben Osif. Eina Chinami, not allowed to marry. Omar Venosi, so you have a chetitza. So the Gemara, the Ilo Ektoni, the Tana doesn't want to write a chetitza that you married the Yisu. Omar the Rav Ashi, Rav Kahane, Beloi the Inan Mashkach Aslo. Not the case that Shimon went and married the Anusa Soviv, not the opposite. Shimon went and married the Isha. And the father came to the house, and it was Me'anes, the wife of Shimon. Now that Shimon married the wife of the father, the father went to his daughter-in-law, and it was Me'anes' daughter-in-law, and he had a son that is called Reuven. So now when Shimon dies, but Reuven is his mother. Mashkaras lo Yaakov onas kalosoi, v'hoylid momen, and then she had a boy, v'meis Reuven b'leiboni, v'lofel kamei bro. You're right. So it's not the E. But it means the Tana doesn't want to write things that would don't be Isu. So first the Gemara meant, what would be the case? The father was Ma'anes Isha and she had a son, Reuven, and then Shimon marries her and Shimon dies. So Reuven can't do even because it's Bitoy. And because it's Imoy. So the Gemara, the Elektoni, if you have Yudah, Shimon is not allowed to marry. So the Gemara, but forget, now that Shimon married Anusa's Aviv, the Aviv was Me'anes Eis Shimon, and he has a son, and when Shimon dies, the son can do evil to his mother. So the Gemara, you're right, don't call it the E. But it also means that it was an Isur done. The Tana doesn't want to write anymore the Mishnah and cases that are Yisur. The Tana wants to write the Mishnayos in a normal case. So the Melech, this will be answered. So Be'etzim, you're asking me a kasha. Why the Tana doesn't write down? Imoi, Val the Tana holds. The Anusas Ovim is also, so there's no way that Shimon will marry the Anusas Ovim. And both ways there's no way. Say if the father is Ma'anas Aisha, then Shimon cannot marry her. And to write the case that the father was Ma'anas, the wife of Shimon, it's also not Eichatimtze. Because we don't want to write Eichatimtze of Yisu. We want only to write Eichatimtze of Heta, not Eichatimtze of Yisu. So the Gemara, the Afal Pikein, Bot Kol Olevi Bemas Nisim. Even that Lemaisa, he answered him, not to write it down in the Mishnah. But Levi himself, that was asking the Kasha, he added to the Mishnah. The Tomi Levi, Imoi Paomi Potauta Tzorosa, Paomi Meina Potauta Tzorosa. The mother sometimes patu the Tzor, and the mother sometimes doesn't patu the Tzor. If it's a real mother, the father married to a lady, and he has two kids, so there's no way that one of them marries the mother. So even if he marries Beisu, it's not really his wife. So she will not bat to the Tzala. But if the father was Ma'anas Aisha, so then you can have a Echatimtze that the other son is allowed to marry her. Or even if he does the Isu, he marries her the Kiddushin HaToyfes. And while if he marries her the Kiddushin HaToyfes, but then she could bat to the Tzala. Okay, so they say, even if you saw a Tzala, if it's really his mother, so the man of the other brother cannot marry her. But if it's not really the brother, so then the other brother could marry her. That's the Be'etzem, the source of the Shmaisa of the Gemara. The right way would be to finish inside the Gemara. But I think, Seder HaDvorim, everyone will finish the Gemara alone, and we'll start Be'ez Hashem Yom Rishon. In more in Yudam Udbeis, Isma Rachoyetz Li Yavim Toi V'Chozor V'Kitcher.